Bibles tonight to the book of 1 John. If you get to 2 John, just back up a little bit. If you go all the way to Revelation, just back up a little bit. Amen. A sermon entitled Prayer and Forgiveness. I'll give you some time. 1 John 1, verse 9. Sermon entitled Prayer and Forgiveness out of 1 John 1, verse 9. The Word of God says, if we confess our sins, see, you have to be able to speak them. You got to be able to bring them to the forefront. You cannot, think that we can hide. Can I tell you, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro. So he already knows exactly what you and I have done. But what God wants to do is, do you recognize what you've done? Can you tonight recognize what you have done? He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you believing, God, that you are just and able to forgive us of all things tonight. God, we ask that you would move tonight in this service. God, where prayer, confession brings forth forgiveness, Father. We thank you tonight. Help us in all things. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. See, tonight, most of us, I hope we pray. There are many things that we pray for during our times of prayer. We pray for the sick. We pray for those that are hurting. We pray for direction for our lives and people around us. We pray for financial breakthroughs, not only individually, but corporately, as the body of Christ. Probably most of us this evening, our prayers, we also, include other things. We pray for forgiveness. We pray, for forgiveness that you not only would be forgiven, but also we pray that we would forgive others. See, this evening, I want to talk about where, forgiveness plays in our prayers. There are three types of, of ways to forgive. The first one is the type of forgiveness we probably incorporate in most of our prayers. The second one is, the need to incorporate, into our prayers. And the third is the type of forgiveness that we, don't think about, but yet we struggle with the most. See, forgiveness tonight and prayer, they are tied, intertwined, one with the other. Firstly, tonight, the type of forgiveness is forgiveness from God. How many of us tonight, we need to be forgiven? We've done things, not only against ourselves, but against God. If we were to be truthful, every single one of us, need forgiveness from God. So what does this actually look like? Is it by some magic? Is it by some formula? 2 plus 2 equals blank, and blank equals blank, and that's all you're going to get it? Is it by some scripted words that you are going to say? Words like, I, Dionisio Barajas, on this date, do hereby ask God to forgive me of my sins. Is that the way we come in and ask God? How many know it's not a scripted? You're not going to write it down and say, amen, all these things. We're going to come in, amen. We're going to ask God what's in our hearts. How exactly, amen, do we ask for forgiveness? But not only ask, amen, for forgiveness, but receive the forgiveness. Here in our text, amen, this is a conditional statement. A conditional statement says if something takes place, a condition is met. The result, amen, only comes when the conditions are met. So let's look, amen, at the conditions that need to be met. It says if we confess our sins, number one. The word, amen, confess means to say something. Can I tell you, amen, when you pray, I see many people, they pray, amen, and you're just sitting there thinking about Burger King, thinking about Jack in the Box. You're thinking about the laundry you didn't do because you're quiet. Amen. All these different things. Listen, we need to be directive. Words will keep you on track. Words will keep you, amen, in line. Amen. If you just sit there, you're doing all these things going through your mind except praying. All these different things, amen. Listen, it says if we confess our sins, confession means that we are making a verbal agreement with God that you and I have sinned. Can I tell you? The Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is not one righteous, no, not one. So you might be in this place, amen, and you might think you got a halo on your head, and amen, you are the best thing since sliced bread. Can I tell you? The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we have to be able to make that verbal agreement with God. God, I've messed up. The result, amen, is, amen, the conditions in it, the condition is confession. The result of the confession, amen, when you come clean, is that you are forgiven. See, you and I tonight can trust God to lay aside all that we've done and to trust God to cleanse us and wash us as if we have never committed any sin. The key element to, amen, receiving from giving from receiving forgiveness from God is confession. Can I tell you, when I was younger, I was not raised in the Christian church. Amen. I was raised in the Catholic church. I would go and I would, amen, go into a little booth. I didn't know, amen, what the person on the other side was doing. Amen. I would come in there, oh, Father, I've sinned. And as I would do that, amen, he would come and it would be like if he issued a penalty against my life. Go and do this. Go and do that. Go say 15, 20, amen. Listen, depending on the severity of what you confessed. And then I would go, amen. Listen, that's me doing everything Amen. To receive the forgiveness, God, when you come to God, amen, you believe and God, amen, cleanses us as if we have never sinned. You don't have to be punished. You don't have to go, amen, and run a 5-mile lap. Then you're going to be clean. You come and you confess your sin, and he is just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It is when you and I confess that we receive the forgiveness of our sins. So what does confession sound like? If you read, amen, Psalms 51, this is, amen, David. David wrote this psalm. David wrote this when he realized that he had messed up with Bathsheba. He committed, amen, not only did he commit adultery, amen, but then, amen, to cover up the adultery, he went up, amen, and he committed murder against her husband, Uriah. Take Uriah, amen, when he is up at the front, amen, fall back, killed. He tried to cover it up more, amen, before Uriah was killed. He said, amen, bring Uriah back. Have Uriah, amen, sleep with Bathsheba. Uriah, amen, will, amen, think that the child is his. All these things, amen. Listen, David tried and he tried and tried, amen. And listen, when the prophet Nathan comes in and he says, David, you messed up. David, it is you. David realized at that moment, God, I messed up. David came clean. And here in Psalms 51, amen, David came to the senses of what he finally did. Can I tell you, when you and I come to an understanding of all that we've done, it'll bring forth the first step to receiving the forgiveness of our sins. See, he agreed with God about, amen, his sin. That's what you and I tonight, we are going to have to come to agreement. When you and I confess, God, I've messed up. All sin, can I tell you, it doesn't matter if you said a black lie, gray lie, purple lie, every lie is a lie. How many know that? Just like if you steal, amen. If you steal a little thing or you steal a big thing, it is still stealing. How many know that? It doesn't matter the size of what you steal. Amen. It is still theft. But we think, amen, if it was only a small thing, amen, I don't have to do the big thing because it was such a small thing. It's all the same, folks. A lie is a lie. Amen. It don't matter if whatever color you want to put on it, because now we've put colors on lies. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if it's a small thing or big thing. It is still, amen, it is still taking something that was not yours. You know, one of the things that I've always done with my kids is I would put money purposely to see if they would take it. Because I knew how much was there. And there was only, there was only a few people in my house. So it was going to be one of us that was going to take it. So I would see how, amen, they were going to do when money was put. Because can I tell you, amen, when I was younger, see, I wasn't saved. When I was younger, I found my parents' wallet, amen. I got lucky. Amen. How many out there? Am I the only one? I know we. See, but we have to come in agreement that we have sinned not against man, but against God. Secondly, amen, brokenness. Brokenness involves pain. Brokenness involves hurt. We hurt, because we've hurt God. And we realize what our sin really is. When you and I sin, listen to me. When you and I sin, we hurt God. Thirdly, out of the four steps is repentance. Every single one of us, in this place should know what repentance is. It is turning away from your sin. Can I tell you, if you, repent, some people say, do a 360. If you are going and you do a 360, you're still going in the direction that you're going. How many know that? You cannot do a 360. You have to do a 180. You're going, you're going to go in the opposite direction of where you were headed. That's repentance. It's not continually doing the things that you were doing. It is turning away from our sin, but it has also, that we make a decision. Not only are you going to, because you can turn around but still do the same things. How many know that? You have to make the decision. You have to decide, that you are not going to do what you did again. And that's what David did. David repented. He said, God, renew a steadfast spirit within me, God. Lastly, it is trust. See, forgiveness involves trust. It is trusting that God will do what he has said. Do you and I believe tonight that God will do what he has said? He says, he says he will forgive us. We have to trust and believe that his forgiveness, is upon our lives, and then move on. Confession with God is intertwined with prayer and forgiveness. The second type of forgiveness is the forgiveness of others. How many know that this is a very difficult thing to do? In Matthew 18, you can start in verse 21. We're not going to read it for the sake of time. But here, Jesus, he tells the parable to illustrate the need to forgive others. There is a king here in the text. The king is a representation of God. He comes to a first man. The first man represents us. We owe God, a great debt that we can possibly, listen to me, that we could possibly never be able to repay. But when God, but when we ask him to for forgiveness, he releases us and forgives us. This man cried, have mercy on me. And the king forgave him. So that's how you and I, should treat others. Jesus knows our heart. God forgives you and I entirely. There is no residue. There is no, leftovers. God, when God forgives you and I, he forgives us completely. But how many know that we have a hard time forgiving others? Even for their small things. Tonight, are you being tormented, because you refuse to forgive somebody? Because you refuse tonight to say, it hurts. Can I tell you? We know that it hurts. God knows that it hurts. You know that it hurts. But are you going to continue to allow that pain to continually torment your life? Because that's what we do when we don't forgive. In verse 25 of Matthew 11, 25, amen, Matthew 11, 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them to, babes. See, tonight, I believe that was the wrong text. It was 18:25, But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, that, that payment be made. Not Matthew 11:25, Matthew 18:25. See, tonight, if you hold anything against anyone, release, forgive them. Release them, if you do this, the Father in heaven will forgive you. Can I tell you, this is not easy. Because scars are real. Pain is real. But can I tell you, you're holding that in you. You're drinking the poison when you want it to be for that other person, but you are suffering because you do not release it. Could it be that we don't release because we are not releasing others of what they've done? If there is someone tonight that you have to forgive, before we finish, could you release them and forgive them? If you do this, you can bring it before the King. You can turn them loose, and forgiveness will come to you. When you release those that have done things in your life. Listen, can I tell you? I'm not telling you it's easy, but I'm telling you it's doable. There's nothing easy about it. But tonight, you and I can do this. Lastly, amen. And I think this is the hardest thing, is can you forgive yourself? Can you forgive yourself? How many tonight you wrestle with not being able to forgive yourself? We wrestle. You're good to forgive others. You can even see how and why God can forgive others. But tonight, your biggest struggle is, with your own forgiveness. And you're struggling because you cannot forgive. See, we can forgive everybody, but yet you still hold on. That's condemnation, folks. That's condemnation. You're willing to release everything, but yet not release and forgive yourself. See, the inability to forgive ourselves is directly related, to receiving God's forgiveness. Psalms 103, we're going to read verses 8. We're going to go from verse 8 through 12. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Can I tell you? East and West never meet. Let it go. Let it go. He says, as far as the east is to the west, he has removed our transgressions. You need to be able tonight, listen to me. You need to be able to say, God, I've messed up. Amen? That's confession. God, I've messed up. But don't carry what you spoke and put it back in your pocket and say, I got to carry it for a later time. Because that's what we do. Let me just keep it for just in case. Let me just keep it for just in case. See, here in this psalm, that's what God does. That's what he's done for you and I. That's what God has done with our sins. He says, I've taken them. And I've placed them. And I've removed them. So why are we still carrying them with us if God has already taken them from you? See, this process is really a matter of being convinced that we are forgiven. It's not that we may be forgiven. No, it's that we are. Because God is not going to hold those things if we come to him earnestly and with the right heart. So let me ask you tonight as I close. What aspect of forgiveness do you need to pray for? Do you need forgiveness? Do you need to forgive? Or do you need to personally let something go right now? Because all three of these are the forgiveness of God, the forgiveness of others, but to accept the forgiveness for yourself. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. You're here in this place, and we're not right with God. You're not right with God. And God says, if you confess your sin, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. See, you're in this place tonight. The first thing we need to do before we move on is to be right with God. I'm not asking you to become a member of our church. I'm not asking you to do amen and proclaim a Christian's creed. I'm asking you tonight, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because the only way our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life is if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Have you done that tonight? Have you accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior? If you haven't, I'd love to personally tonight pray for you. Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else in this place tonight? Anybody else? You've never accepted Jesus into your life. You've lived a decent life, but yet living a decent life is just being a good person. Just because we're good doesn't mean that we inherit the kingdom of God. It's us. The Bible says, if you confess your sins, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that the Lord Jesus died and rose from the dead. The Bible says, then you shall be saved. For all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. You're here. I'm not going to keep this any longer. You need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. Would you simply do one thing? Just lift up your hand. I want to pray for you tonight. Amen. Maybe you accepted Christ at one point in your life. You lived for God. There was joy and harmony in your life. But different situations came upon your life. And they came in between you and the relationship that you had with Christ. And tonight, that relationship is severed. It's broken. It's not the same. You are not right, or you are not the same as you once were. Tonight, you are away from God. That commitment you made is no longer the same that you once made. And you are backslidden in your heart tonight. But tonight, you want to accept Jesus back into your life. You're backslidden. Would you simply do one thing for me? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Amen. You're in this place. You're not saved today. You want to be saved. You were once saved. You were once walking with God. But things came in between that relationship. And today you find yourself away from God. Anybody here in this place, you're backslidden. Would you simply do one thing for me? Just simply lift up your hand. I want to pray for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. If you lifted up your hand. If you lifted up your hand. Amen. Would you look at me? You honest? Raymond, right? You honest? Jesus loves you, bro. He cares for you. He cares for you so much that he doesn't want to see you in. See, you might not be evil, but just because we're not evil doesn't mean that we're right with God. Before this, I would never been able to face you out. That's a good guy, man. I would have never been able to see that. God sees everything you and I do. And God wants to help you. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord, I thank you tonight that you would accept me, that you would help me, that you would cleanse me, that you would wash me white as snow tonight. And I thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. As I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord, that you have not rejected me, but you have accepted me tonight exactly the way I am. Help me to live for you all the days of my life as I need your strength in Jesus' name. I want you heard my prayer, but I want you to pray to God in however you talk to God. Because God doesn't want to hear my voice for you. He wants to hear your voice to him. Just pray and ask God to help you, okay? Amen. Maybe you're here tonight. I talked about three types of forgiveness. The first forgiveness is the forgiveness from God. The second, forgiveness is the forgiveness of others. And the last forgiveness is the forgiveness of yourself tonight. And maybe tonight, maybe tonight you struggle in one of these three areas. Can I tell you tonight, that's a lie from hell. If a voice tells you that God will never forgive you. That's a lie from hell. Because the Bible says if we confess our sins, He is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Maybe tonight, that's your battle. We have an altar tonight that we are going to open up. We are going to be able to come. We are going to be able, to talk to God. You need to talk to God tonight, amen. Let the altar be open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. You struggle. You battle. You go through, You don't think that God has forgiven you. You don't think that God, has helped you. The first, forgiveness is the forgiveness of God. The second forgiveness is the forgiveness of others. You struggle, or you can receive the forgiveness, from God. But you can't forgive others. And the last forgiveness is forgiving yourself. Self-condemnation. God can never forgive me because of the things that I've done. God could never forgive me. He says, I've taken your sin and I've removed it as far as the east is to the west. In the book of Isaiah, the word of God says that though your sins were red as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow. God wants to forgive you. God wants you to forgive others. But God wants you to forgive yourself. God wants you, to forgive yourself tonight. Because that's the struggle, that many of us tonight are facing. We can forgive, we can accept the forgiveness from God. But the last two we struggle with. That is forgiving others and also knowing that you are forgiven. So let me ask you tonight, before we pray for both of you, because I see that you got to brace yourself. Is there anybody that has caused pain upon your lives that you're still holding on to? Physical ailment. What's your name? Gloria? Physical ailments come from a spiritual hurt. Not holding on to bitterness. Listen, can I tell you? It hurts. I'm not going to sit there and lie and say, hey, listen, girl, get over it. Right? Because it hurts. But when we are bitter and don't want to forgive, it's like if he's the one you're mad at, let's just say, I don't know. Raymond, I'm going to have you move over a little bit. But it's as if you want him to hurt, but yet you're taking the poison and it's killing you. So are we ready to forgive? Listen, can I tell you? I know it's hard. But if you want to be healed, you got to let it go. If you want to be healed, you have to let it go. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but you cannot, because guess who it's affecting? It's affecting you. So let me ask you again. 12 years? And it's held you captive for 12 years. So let me ask you again. Do you want to forgive? God will not do a miracle until you do. Just being honest, okay? All right, listen, can I tell you? I know it's painful. But let me ask you tonight, let me hold it. Are you willing to let it go? Because the damage is causing you. It's not causing the person. That other person has moved on. But you're still being, you're in prison, the prison of yourself. Will you let it go? Just say, God, it doesn't mean that you're going to forget, but it's just not going to affect you. It's not going to have the effect. Because I'm not going to say it's easy, but if God has forgiven us for everything that you've done, why can we not forgive others for what they've done? Doesn't mean that, listen, you're going to go up there and you're going to be friends and dandy-dandy and you're going to drink a Coke together. But all it means is, God, I put this person in your hands. I put him in your hands. You deal with him. I'm releasing it tonight. I'm going to be free. I am going to be free. I want to see you healed, but I can't see you. God will not heal you if you're not willing to release it. God loves you. Listen to me. God loves you. Okay? Just repeat these words. Say, I forgive. I want you to speak it, okay? I know it's hard. Listen to me. Say, I forgive those that have hurt me. And I place them tonight in your hands, God. Lord, just as you have forgiven me, I forgive those that have hurt and caused pain upon my life. And I ask you, Lord, tonight, that you would heal my body. Touch my body tonight. Do a miracle upon my body. In Jesus' name. Amen. Church, stretch your hands and let's pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, touch them. God, I place, God, this situation, God, in your hands, Father. God, you touch them, God. Help them, God. The blood of Jesus, God, heals their body. God, in Jesus' name, touch them, God. Help them, Father. Be upon their lives. Let's give God glory tonight. Amen. Father, God, we love you. God, we thank you. God, we worship you. Let's walk. Let's walk. How's the pain level? Walk with me. How's the pain level? Like a five? How was it before you came in?
It was hurting.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And how's your leg right now? Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus heals my body. I claim the blood of Jesus upon my life right now. The blood of Jesus is going to make me whole. The blood of Jesus is going to heal me. And I receive tonight the forgiveness of my sins. And I thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, robandolo shiara bababa, randolo shiara bando, gandolo shiara, randolo bandala shanda rabando. Father, in Jesus' name, God, I pray, God, any damage, any pain, God, all things, God, I pray right now, a miracle, God, to take place. Walk back and forth and tell me how it feels. Father, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. How's it feel? Feels good? It popped. I didn't hear the pop. I didn't hear the pop. You heard the pop? Well, but one thing I noticed is that the second time we prayed, where you had a noble, it was almost like you were just walking. I was like, yeah, I'm just walking. Can I tell you, Gloria? That's what God wants to do in your life. God wants to show you that he's real. Raymond, God wants to show you that he's real. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Raymond. God, we come against, God, these problems. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you. Father, we believe, God, that you are a healer, God, that you are a rewarder, God, of those who diligently seek you tonight. God, we come. God, it is not by our power. It is not by my might, God, but it is through you, God, as your blood, God, flows. God, as your blood, God, does a reconstructive miracle, God. And we thank you tonight. Rabababa randoloshi. Raymond, say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Heals my body.
Heals my body.
Lord, touch my body right now.
Lord, touch my body right now.
I claim healing.
I claim healing.
Upon my leg.
Upon my leg.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I pray a miracle right now.
I pray a miracle right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Father, do something that you could not do. Try to do something that you cannot do. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't get on my knees.
Huh? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, God. Shiarabando rolo shiarabababa. Randolo bababa. Randolo shiarabando. Rabababa. Randolo shi. Randolo bandolo shi. Rolo Baba, here, let me help you up. Let me help you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you. Can I tell you, we can do more things than we think.
I know we can.
Step out in faith. Step out in faith. So how are you going to know if God did a miracle in your life? I don't know. I don't know for you, bro. You got to say it yourself.
I can walk on my knees.
No? No. So is when are you going to go to the doctor so they can check you out?
I don't know. She does all my appointments.
So, Gloria, when is he going to go, Gloria? So from now till November, we're going to see a miracle in you. Before November. We don't need to go to November. Okay? If you want to wait till November, you wait till November.
I'm trying to get better.
No. we're going to believe that God is going to do that miracle in your life. Let's give God glory for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, God, we love you. God, we believe in you. When you release, listen to me. When you release, God releases miracles. When you hold on, that's the block. It's like God is trying to penetrate and he's like, there's still this thing here. God's going to help you now. He's going to give you strength. Listen to me. He's going to give you strength. That, have you ever met this person again, or this person is behind bars? No? Okay. That if you ever run across them, it's not going to affect you. Because that's what forgiveness does. It doesn't take away, but it's not going to affect you. You're going to be able to walk in liberty. Okay? I'm not going to say that you're going to see them and you're going to be best buddies and, hey, let's go hang out. Right? But the healing comes because you release it. Can I tell you, you said it yourself. It's not easy. It's not. I'm not going to sit there and tell you it's the easiest thing. But when we bring it before and leave it to God, we can now see a miracle upon our lives. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Let's give God glory. Amen.